The president and CEO of Toyota Motor North America, accused of sexual harassment, is leaving the post, the automaker said May 9th. In response to the resignation, the automaker chose its first American, Jim Press, as president of the region's operations. Hideaki Otaka, 65, was accused in a $190 million, 21.12 billion yen, sexual harassment lawsuit filed in New York. Sayaka Kobayashi, 42, accused him of harassing her when she worked as his personal assistant, making repeated unwanted sexual advances after she began working for him last summer. She said the harassment continued until winter. When she reported the inappropriate conduct to Toyota officials, they told her to work it out privately with her married boss. Kobayashi said that because of her complaints, she was removed from the job and told she could either leave the company or return to a former position. Japanese companies have often been criticized for being slow in changing their views on the role and advancement of women in the office. Sexual harassment cases are still rare in Japan, and Kobayashi's lawsuit has been viewed with alarm and surprise in Japan, partly because of the amount of her claim. The sexual harassment case came as Toyota reported a record group net profit of 1.37 trillion yen for fiscal 2005. This is up 17.2% over the previous year, and the fourth straight yearly rise.